ಕುಮಪಿ ಸಚಿಪುತ್ರ ಮಾತ್ರ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ರೂಪಂ ತಸ್ಯಾಗ್ರದ ಮುರುಪುರಿ ಮಾಥುರಿಂ ಗೋಷ್ಠವಾಟಿ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತದಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರತಿತಕೃಪಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಂ ತಂ ನಮಾಮಿ. ನಮಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಂ ಪಾದಾಯ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಪ್ರೇಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಳೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನೀತಿ ನಾಮಿನಿ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವಂ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣಿ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶದಾರಿಣಿ ಮಾಂಸಾಕಲ್ಪದರುಭ್ಯ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಪತಿದಾನ ಪಾವನೆಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮನ್ ನಮ ನಮೋ ಮಹಾಪದಾನ್ಯಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯತೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಾಮ್ನೆ ಗೌರತುಯಿಷೇ ನಮ ನಮೋ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣ್ಯ ದೇವಾಯ ಗೋಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಿತಾಯ ಚ ಜಗದ್ಧಿತಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮನ್ ನಮ. ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶೋ ಗೋಪಿಕಾಕಾಂತೋ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತೋ ನಮಸ್ತುತೆ. ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೀ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವಿಶ್ವಾನುಸೃತಿ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೆ. ಆನಂದಲೀಳಾಮಯ ವಿಗ್ರಹಾಯ ಹಿಮಾಭದಿವ್ಯೋಚವಿಸುಂದರಾಯ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಮಹಾಪ್ರೇಮರಸಪ್ರದಾಯ ಚೈತನ್ಯಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ನಮ ನಮಸ್ತೆ. ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತೋದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ್ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ. ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ನಮಃ. ಬೈ ದಿ ಕಾಸ್ಲೆಸ್ ಮರ್ಸಿ ಆಫ್ ಮೈ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ರಿವಿಯರ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮದೇಶಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್, ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಗಟನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅಪರ್ಚುನಿಟಿ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟೂ ಡೇಸ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಯುವರ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಟು ಹಿಯರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಫೆಲ್ಟ್ ಹೋಮೇಜಸ್. ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಗಾಟನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅಪರ್ಚುನಿಟಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಗುಡ್ ಫಾರ್ಚುನ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್. ಐ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಮೈ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ವೆರಿ ಫಾರ್ಚುನೇಟ್. ಐ ಆಮ್ ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ಫಾಲನ್, ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಡಿಗ್ರೇಡೆಡ್, ಬಟ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ said so many things glorifying me, but I am not worthy of it, and it is not my due. It's all due to my revered spiritual master Sri Srimadesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaj. So I accept all these things on his behalf and offer it to him. By the mercy of previous acharyas, gurus, I have gotten this good fortune of association of yours. And I have gotten the opportunity to remember their mercy and to chant their glories. The arrangements you have made for these 2 days is known as Vyas Puja. Vyas Puja means Puja of Vyas Dev or Puja of Gurudev. Generally it goes on by this name. But on the 50th appearance of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada Maharaj, for the first time the Vyas Puja was observed. And from that day, it has been continuing. Here said, Vyaspuja means, oh, the puja of all Gaudiya Acharyas. So what is real Vyaspuja? It is said here in the words of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. It is not the puja of Vyasadev or the puja of Krishna or Gaura Sundar or Guru Puja. It is not real Vyaspuja. Real Vyaspuja is the puja of all Gaudiya Acharyas. We get a mantra or see a mantra in this Bhakti Vinod Dhara about Vyaspuja. That is like this. Sri Damodar Swarup Rupa Sanatana Raghunatha Sri Jiva Bhatta Juga Krishna Das Kaviraja Adi Srimad Bhakti Vinoda Srimad Gaura Kishwara Das Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Padanta Sarvebhyo Guru Bhedamaha. Whatever the Gaudiya Siddhantas we have gotten, they are all the gifts of our previous acharyas and gurus. They are transcendental leaders. They are mercy. We should remember. If you won't do it, it will be a great offense. We should discuss their gifts to this whole world. And if we do not observe the appearance day of such great Vaishnava Acharyas, it will be a great offense. Their appearance and their disappearance days give us opportunity to glorify them, to remember them, and to speak about them. If you won't do, if we will be indifferent towards it, it will be great injustice. So for these 2 days, you offer Guru Puja. First of all, we have to understand who is Guru. In Pranam Mantra to Gurudev, we see Aṅga Jñāna Timirandasya Jñānanjana Salakaya Chakhyur Mṛitam Jenam Tasmai Sri Guru Venamah. That means that great personalities who, being causelessly merciful, try to deliver me from this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence is Guru. And what is the dense darkness, jñānandakār, dense darkness, ignorance, what is that? Srila Kaviraj Goswami, in language of Srila Kaviraj Goswami, it is said, Ajnana tamira naam koye koitava dharma artha kampancha adiye isava tar madhyam tivancha koitava pradhan jahoite Krishna bhakti hoye antar dhyan. Srila Kaviraj Goswami says, this is koitava, this is cheating, that the desire for dharma artha kama mokya, dharma artha kama and mukti vancha, desire for liberation, this is the greatest kaitava cheating. If somebody have these things in subtle corner of his heart, he cannot get Krishna bhakti. So, be there, there, in our heart, in the recess of our heart, in a very subtle kind of, may not be in gross form, but in a very subtle form, it is there. As long as it is there, we cannot develop pure Krishna bhakti. We cannot enter into the loving kingdom, kingdom of love of Sriman Mahaprabhu, Prema Purushottama Sriman Mahaprabhu. If we are serious, and we are very eager and serious enough to enter into that kingdom of love of Sriman Mahaprabhu, Prema Purushottama Sriman Mahaprabhu, first of all, we have to dispel this darkness of ignorance prevailing in our heart. And who can do it? For this, mercy is required. And Mahaprabhu is merciful incarnation, and he has unlimited mercy, always showering on his dear devotees. Guru Pada Padma is his chief devotee. Mahabhagavata, and whatever he says is Grantha Bhagavata. So daily we have to associate with two Bhagavatas, Grantha Bhagavata and Bhakta Bhagavata. They are all our gurus, and they have given us instruction without duplicity, completely give up duplicity from your heart and serve them. It's niskopata seva, service without duplicity. If you will be rendering service with duplicity, you cannot get their mercy at all. You'll get banchona, cheating. So, if we are serious to dispel this darkness, ignorance prevailing in the core of our heart, the precondition is to give up asatsanga or dusanga. Understand my language? And what is that? Dusanga. What is asatsanga? Dusanga. Srimad Bhagavatam says, 11th canto, 26th chapter, 26th verse says, Tata dusangam srujya sasu sajjet buddhimam santayavasya chindanti manu vyasanga mukti bhi. If you want to have the association sadhus, first of all you have to give up dusanga. Understand dusanga? Association, where it takes place? It takes place in the mind. It takes place in the platform of desires. As long as there are these other desires, desires for material enjoyment, desires for material liberation, desires for getting yogic perfection, desire for getting name, fame, adoration, you cannot have pure association of the sadhus. If we won't go anywhere, sit in a place, still you'll have dusanga. As for example, the Saubari Muni entered into the water, stayed there for thousands of years, still he had dusanga. In our mind, hundreds, thousands of desires are there, So they are giving all the sangha to us. Are these very pleasing to Krishna? Are these very pleasing to Guru and Gauranga, Guru and Vaishnava? Certainly not. Kaviraj Goswami has said, Dusanga kahiye kaitava atmavunchana, Krishna Krishna bhakti vina unnu kamana. This is Dusanga. That means, not to have the desire to get Krishna and Krishna bhakti. That is Dusanga. Understand? If we won't think of the pleasure and the happiness of Krishna or Krishna bhakta, then dusanga, there is dusanga. In such heart and mind, nobody can offer loving service to Bhakta Bhagavata and Shastra Bhagavata. He cannot have the association of these two Bhagavatas. Guru Pahapadva is very heavy. Guru means heavy, very grave. We cannot approach him. Unfortunately, we have the association of Guru, there will be no samsara at all, no maya samsara or material samsara. There will be no contamination in the mind or heart. All contaminations, all duplicity, all other desires will be destroyed. Think up very deeply. Inquire yourself. In your mind you inquire. Have you really approached Guru? Have you really entered into his heart? Has he really showered his mercy on us? If he really casts his merciful glance on us, there will be no dusanga at all. We are only posing, that artificial posing, that we are surrendered, but really not surrendered. Therefore, we cannot see the real form of Guru. We cannot enter into the heart of Guru. Brahmanda Brahmite ko Bhagyovana Jivo Brahmite ko
Bhagyovana Jiva
Guru Krishna Prasad Pai Bhakti Lata Bijo Guru Krishna Prasad Pai
Bhakti Lata
Bijo Brahmanda Bhamite Kona Bhagyavana Jiva Guru Krishna Prasad Pai Bhakti Lata Bijo. Wandering in lots of Brahmanda's universes, some fortunate jiva gets the seed of bhakti creeper by the mercy of Guru Krishna. The seed of bhakti lata is Shraddha. Wandering in lots of Brahmanda's, this seed is not available, Shraddha is not available. But by the mercy, by the will of a sadhu, it is very easily available. When Gurudev, being merciful, showers his causeless mercy unto us, and if he wants to make his all-beautiful Shyama Sundar Krishna appear in any body's heart by his will. Krishna appears. But who gets it? Those who are very fortunate, Bhagyaman. Only those who are Bhagyaman, they get it. Those who are very humble, those are very serious, those are unflinching faith in Hari, Guru, Vaishnava, those are very eager, crying in their heart how to render loving service and to Hari, Guru, Vaishnava, how to give them pleasure, they get such opportunity. Naisang matistavad urukamanghi spursati anartha bhagamadadartha mahiyasang padarodo hisekam niskinchananang na bunitadavad Srimad Bhagavatam Sant Canto, fifth chapter, 32 verse says, the mercy of Mahatma is the sole requirement of getting Shraddha, Rati, Prema. Somebody may be elevated to the position of Brahma, but he cannot get it. He cannot get it, but by the mercy of Sadhu, Mahatma, Vaishnava, it is very easily available. Those who bathe by the dust of Sadhu Mahatmas, they very easily get it. By the mercy of such previous acharyas and gurus, we have gotten to understand it. Today, I offer my worship to all these gurus. I don't know if I can be able to have such rarely achieved vastu, whether it will be available in my life or not, I don't know. But I have great hope for it. For these 2 days, spending your very valuable time, you have arranged this Guru Puja. But as a friend, I am telling you, I have many flaws in me. That's a fact. But we have all come here. Becoming attracted towards the all transcendental qualities of Guru Pada Padma. All these gurus, they are great rich people. Rich is Krishna Prima Dhana. And the purpose is to how to get that wealth, Krishna Prima Dhana. This is our purpose. For these 2 days, you have spoken a lot about me, such fallen soul, glorified in so many ways. I think, indirectly, you are telling me that I will be endowed with such qualities, but I'm lacking. Therefore, with folded hands, with bowing my head, I pray to you all that how can I offer Sas Puja. I am not Guru. I am a Guru, non-Guru. Guru means heavy, but I am Lagu, light. Who is light, who is Lagu? How can he have the opportunity of seeing Guru? But whatever mercy I have gotten from the lotus feet of my Guru, whatever adhikar I have, I am trying my best to serve those Gurus. But I want your help, your love and affection. Your help is my all asset. I always want from you. Many people have doubt in Guru. If you have doubt, you cannot make advancement at all. Sansayatma vinasyati, he'll perish. Gita says. If there is doubt, that's not bhakti. The doubt, the criticism is not bhakti. All these things are not in bhakti. In bhakti there is only sevya sevaka darsan, to see sevya. The person or the supreme person that is to be served, and sevaka the servant. He is real Guru, he never says, I am Guru. He says everybody, Jiva Swarupa Hai Krishna Nitya Das. He sees the Swarup, that all are servants of Krishna. So, it is not anything material, not in material platform, it is possible at all. Who has no such darshans, no such vision, is Guru. We get Bhagavan through him, therefore he is Guru. If Guru thinks he is Guru, he is not Guru. He is Guru, he is a quadruped, an animal, four-legged animal. I am a dust of the lotus feet of my Guru. This is Shishya Abhiman. I have no worth, no qualification to become Guru. I have no desire to become Guru. But my Guru says, accept disciples, give them training, collect your followers, train them. You should have your own men. Otherwise, how can you do this project? How can you manage? He told me again and again. He said, under your leadership, this project will be done. At that time I said, oh my dear Srila Prabhupada Gurudev, I don't want to be head, I want to be tail. But my Gurudev said, no, I want. You become Guru, you accept disciple. To accept disciple means to be in a very, very dangerous situation. Very, very dangerous situation. I tell you this thing. I am in a very, very dangerous situation. There is nobody in this world as dangerous situation as I am. But with folded hands, I request you one and all. It's Gurudeva's desire that I'll be in a such a dangerous position, then he'll be happy. For the pleasure of Guru and Gauranga, I accepted this dangerous position. I accepted this dangerous position for their pleasure. But all of you should give protection to me. To accept disciple means to collect the follower for this missionary work, to increase the number of followers for this missionary work, is not that occupy the position of guru or seat and that asana of guru. That's not required. Gopi guru, guru Vallabha, Lord of guru, guru Nath is Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says to Gopinath, Kyamuni sodhiva mure. Oh Gopinath, how can you cleanse me? You cleanse me. I always remain a disciple. One who is my guru, he always thinks he is the disciple of his guru. This is his abhimana. I am the dust at the lotus feet of my guru. Who is my guru, he always thinks he is the dust of lotus feet of his guru. This is abhimana. I cannot sit in the equal, same asana with you. I am your servant. Let my heart be only saturated with this mood of servitorship. This is Shishya's disciple's prayer. One should not think and tell oneself guru. Remain eternally a disciple. If someone wants to see guru, to see his guruship, if someone develops such greed, then he should understand that he should remain always a disciple. Always remain under his strict discipline. Unless you remain under strict discipline, you cannot have the darshan of guru at all. Shishya doesn't mean just to pose, just to have some garments. That's not shishya. Shishya means who gives always opportunity to guru to inflict discipline on him, strict discipline. He is shishya. One who is guru, he is always day and night, 24 hours engaged in giving all enjoyment and happiness to Krishna, to his guru and Gauranga. And always he inflicts his strict discipline on his disciples. Who cannot be a shishya? In Ananta Sanghita we'll find akrutyebhyo nivarjasya guru sikhya sahishnava evam bhuta parityajya shishyate nopakalpitaha. He cannot be a shishya who is incorrigible. Very impossible to correct him who is not prepared to accept guru's strict discipline gladly. He cannot be shishya. He should be rejected. Ananta Sanghita says, what is the duty of a shishya? What's a such shishya, true disciple, should do? Vishnu Smriti says, na gurur priyam krujya tarita pirito piva nava manne tat vakyam na priyam hi samacharet na acharya sa priyam krujya pranairapi dhanairapi karmana manasa vacha sojati paramangati. This is such shishya. Though in many ways is persecuted by Guru, harassed by Guru, still he won't think ill of Guru. He won't do such thing which is give distress and very pain to Guru. He'll never. He should have complete faith in the words of Guru. He should not disregard the Guru's words at any time. He should not act in that way, which will be very painful to Guru. By his body, mind and speech, by his life, by his all wealth, asset, who is always engaged in loving service of Guru, giving all pleasure to Guru, he gets supreme abode of Krishna. Therefore, his shishya, his real shishya, who always gives opportunity, he always gives Guru the opportunity to inflict discipline on him. Sādhimāṁ tvaṁ prabhannam. I surrender unto you. Please inflict discipline on me. Please purify me by inflicting discipline on me. When this mentality is there, then you really surrender. Then comes seva, service and inquiry, pariprasana. If there is no true surrender, there will be no inquiry at all, and there will be no service at all. These three things, pranipata, paripasana, seva, simultaneously arise. If you do this like that, then you will be a real disciple, and you can follow your Guru, and you can have the real darshan, the surup darshan of Guru, and there will be no laghu darshan. You must have Guru darshan, understand? If this mentality one develops, then if there are some contamination in his heart or mind, it will be immediately vanished. Then that shishya, his true shishya, disciple, will be able to get that valuable wealth, really achievable wealth, which is there in the heart of Guru. My heart was a dry desert, but my Guru, showering causeless mercy on me, he saw the seed of bhakti lata in such heart, desert-like heart, by his mercy, growing and bearing flowers and fruit. I have no strength at all, no capability at all. I am a worm in the stool. I have no capability at all to glorify such glorious deeds and qualities of my Guru. Still, getting your love, affection and association, whatever aroused in my heart, I expressed it. Please excuse me. You should, chhatra means, that is in Sanskrit, chhatra, chhatra, student. Achadayati chhatra. Student always covers up the bad things of Guru. That is chhatra. Achadayati chhatra. Only see the good things. said, the Ganges water looks muddy, there are bubbles, but it's transcendental pure, not at all muddy, but apparently it looks muddy and bubbles. So the instruction is, don't see that mud and bubbles in Ganges water, and it is transparently pure because it has emanated from the lotus feet of Lord Hari. Similarly, sadhu, Vaishnava, guru is always in transcendental position. It is our defective vision that we see sometimes some fault in them. It is our defective vision, we are conditioned souls. So as it is instruction not to see the mud and bubbles in Ganges water, similarly not to see of this flaws which is apparent only in sadhu, guru, Vaishnavas. So this is my request to you all. I have many flaws, many defects, but you should not see all these things. If you can just accept the essence and excuse my flaws, defects, then that will be your great love and affection for me. Thank you very much.